The most important thing we find in Sira Saima, I'm going to say things which I've spoken about before, spoken other years, but I hold it's chashuv enough to hear it again. The Geber has heard it already probably 3 or 4 times. But there are new guys here also a little bit. And it's such a vichta gezach, I hold it's the most important thing that's before Shavuos. We find in the Inyan of Sira Saima, the Inyan of Tumimais, it's come out the most important thing in Sira Saima. A guy is counting. One night, you know how it is. Meirev, this that he was learning a lot. He was so exhausted, they didn't have time, the crashes to go daven, in Shtivloch even. 8:30, he didn't come to daven, Yeshiva Bukhal, for statement of nobody comes. And, guy daven Meirev Yechidus, he forgot to see us on Emer. It happens via Mol, vice versa, it happens, because the Shulchan Aruch brings down the halachas. So, if I exist in history, such a thing happened. And Nebuch, the guy is an oinus, and he loses the whole thing. Goes up in smoke. It's a very extreme zach. But the guy counted something. What's happened? He missed the day. He's a great fighter. And we see that the ikkar and the hachana for Kabbalah Sotera is Tumimus. And the limud vaisdos is that what's more critical than anything else is consistency. And what the Torah is teaching us is a specific nekuda about consistency. Haloi, the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaEmer are for Tikkun HaMidus, the Memches Dvom Shatara Niknes Behem, that a person should fix himself up to make himself Royu for Kabbalah HaTorah, that his guf should be Royu, that the Or HaTorah should be shaken on him. He should work on his midas ben on machaveri, he should work on his taivis, work on all the things which allow Torah to become part of us, like we've spoken the last few weeks. All the different nekudas. We spoke about ben on machaveri, Rabbi Akiva, the after the Rebecha Kamoicha. These are all things which is an avoider in a person to break the zich a little bit, to break the me. Which are all achanas for Kabbalah Sotera. But in that the Torah says that it's tmimos, is the Torah is telling us that all this avoid of the midas has no meaning if it's not consistent. It means a person makes a big Kabbalah and he's going to do who knows what. If it lasts only for a week or it lasts only for 2 weeks, it has no meaning at all. And the reason why we don't grow, and the reason why we don't steig, and the reason why we don't use out our potential as much as we could be, is not because of a lack of ideas and a lack of plans and new starts. That's not the reason why we don't make it. It's not because we don't want. The reason is because we put our koiches into the wrong, we put the energy and we put the battle in the wrong thing. Everyone thinks to themselves, whenever they want to go work on a zach, right? So, people put in a lot of machshava into what I want to work on, what Kabbalah I want to make, how big the Kabbalah is going to be. Very little, if any thought, is ever put into how am I going to make the thing last. Now, the bigger the project and the bigger the Kabbalah, the less of a chance that's going to last b'chol, for the simple reason that the guf can't hold up to it. And B, the amount of energy that's needed to do a big Kabbalah doesn't leave any kaychas left to keep it going. And that's an eighth of the eighth Sahara, by the way. You should know that the bigger the Kabbalah, that's the measurement of how much the eighth Sahara is involved. Because the eighth Sahara doesn't mind that you make this huge, bombastic Kabbalah that lasts a day, 2, 3 weeks. But it shouldn't be bishlemus. Because kol zman, it doesn't last, it has no meaning. And that's why we don't put kachas into it, because that's the thing that's going to make or break a person. And in avodas hamidus, that's what counts. In avodas hamidus, what counts is, did you continue it? The emes is, like I always say over, Rabbi Sol Salanter writes in his letter, That was mamash the story with Rabbi Akiva with the water. I saw it again brought down recently in different, that Rabbi Saul writes a very, very sharp line, or at least that's the way I understand it. A lot of people learn Musar. We'll start from the other way around. Nobody learns Musar. Nobody learns Musar. Right? Or come out, nobody learns Musar. Or if everyone's learning Musar, they're doing it privately in the dirus. But in yeshiva, during Musar, say, nobody's learning Musar. Say, that's for sure. You can blow the dust off the Musar's farm. This wasn't nobody there. So, let's say that another 50% are doing it in the dirus, or there is Baididus. Everyone's running off to some shtibulach and meyasharim, and with a big islavas and a big brand, they don't want anybody to see them. But there's still a few guys left who don't learn Musar. Why doesn't anybody learn Musar? What's the real reason? Not because nobody wants to shteik. Everybody wants to shteik. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to follow. So why is everybody learning Musar? The answer is because everybody at one time sat down and learned Musar. They learned with the brand, and they were sure that after 10 minutes they were going to get up. They're going to be Rabbi Saul Salanta, the Alta from the Varadok, the Alta from Sobotska, the Alta from Kelm, the Shalom Shadron, Abel Yilapyan, all in one. And if for some reason, after they got up from 7 minutes of learning Mesil Sishon with the Bren, if they checked themselves there, it's the same thing, nothing changed. So the guy said, the guy says, Musa is not for me, and they never learned Musa again. Then another year goes by, and they hear Abdul Shmuz about learning Musa on a Friday afternoon. It's Kedai, this and that, make a new start. And then again, they forgot what they heard a year ago, and they checked to see whether the Alta from Sabat, the Alta from Kelm, Alta from the Varadok, Rishol Salanta, Bitzel Petterberg, Fully Amsterdam, Rishol Shadron, and Abdon Segel. And the Rabbi Finkel. That was for you, Yehuda. You hear? And the chat is that if you see that 10 minutes, you learn, so you say next time I'll learn 20 minutes. And then for sure, so Rabbi Saul Salanta writes that the reason why Rabbi Akiva didn't learn until he was 40, Vaisdash Rabbi Akiva, he had an itiyah to Ruchnius. He wanted to learn. He tried many times. And every time he sat down, he learned Musar. Rabbi Akiva didn't feel anything. She said that if I'm not changing, I'm not becoming a better person, so why should I learn? I think it's not Rabbi Saul Salanta. So could be Saul that what Rabbi Akiva saw in the story with the water dripping on the rock, was he saw Gevalt Gezach. He saw that every drop that drops on the rock formations doesn't make a hole b'chol. Not only it doesn't make a hole, it doesn't make an impression. Not only it doesn't make an impression, it doesn't make an impression at all. Not even microscopic. That means if you take one drop of water and you drop it on a rock, and afterwards you take a nuclear microscope, I don't know if this is a thing. Yeah? And you check the rock, I don't believe that they can see anything. Just one drop of water on a rock. And yet, mitamol, after 20 years, 100 years, 50 years, all of a sudden there's a hole there. So Rabbi Saul Salanta says that Rabbi Akiva saw for the first time that there's such a thing that something doesn't make an impression at all. And yet, vice versa, is making some sort of impression. Is he saw for the first time that there's such a thing that makes an impression, but there's no impression there at all. That means nothing. It's like a rock. That means a person has to be prepared to learn Musar for 10 years. And it makes no impression on him. Everybody's waiting for instant results. And that's why nobody come out in the door, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say, is doing any serious Musar work. Because nobody has any patience. Nobody has any patience to do any long-term, real, serious work. So that means, richtig, if you're 20 now, we don't take welcome under 20 here, right? So if you're 20 now, so if you start to learn Musa now, so when you're 35, you'll be a mensch. If you wait till you're 35, it's very hard to start to learn Musa then, to get into Avodas Hashem then. I know for myself, Nebuch, I'm finished. You don't start when you're young, so you start. So then you're left with telling other people Musa. But you're still young now. And if you'll invest now 10, 15 years of every day, it's very frustrating. Imagine if a guy is trying to drill a hole in the rock and he doesn't have a drill, and he's sitting there with a dropper on a thing. It's very frustrating. And this was says, Ezu Chochma Resa Neilat. The Chochma of Rashi's Chochma Yiras Hashem. Chochma is Yerushamayim. Yerushamayim comes from the ability to see the future. Somebody who's living for now and wants instant results, it's not possible. Part of the reason why people want instant results is because they don't have a recognition who they're trying to change. There are three limudim from the story of Rabbi Akiva. The first limud from the story of Rabbi Akiva is that we're rocks. That's the first limud. And we all think that be'etzem, you read, right, you read in the paper about Rabban Leib, Lozain Gesunter Stark, went on a long trip now, old man, close to 90, guy doesn't eat, guy doesn't sleep. He Bemis doesn't eat, and Bemis doesn't sleep, by the way. He doesn't sit on a chair with a back. You know, in his house, he doesn't have a chair that has a back on it. He made a chair out of orange boxes 50 years ago without a back, so he shouldn't sit back, chas v'shalom, and enjoy Olam Hazeh. So when you read the stories about it, everyone says to themselves, me and him have shakas to each other. He's a little bit ahead of me. If I wanted to, I could also be like him. I grab it. I don't want to, but I have Yechayelus just if I decide next week to be like a man made. I want to stop eating, stop drinking, stop sleeping. Then I get a lot of COVID. And we live with this thing that we're a step away from it. And we don't realize that we're rocks. And a person only gets to such a darga by dripping water on the rocks for 60 years. For 60 years of Melos Bateria, 60 years of working on Midas. 60 years of dripping. And we want instant results. We want to learn for half an hour, for a month, for half a year. And we want to be a tzaddik ador. And if we're not, we go on to other things. And we jump from project to project, from idea to idea, from Kabbalah to Kabbalah. Everyone has in their archives thousands of Kabbalahs, not hundreds, right? Thousands. Add up all the Yom Kippurs together. And all the other Kabbalahs. And we jump from thing to thing. We get bored. And we're looking for new action and for new inyonim and for new excitement. And we don't have the patience. We don't understand that we're rocks. And it takes time to drill. That's the first thing. The second limud is that a person could make a hole in a rock. Just it's a change that you don't notice. It's not noticeable. There's a roshim that's not noticeable, but it's making a roshim. And then all of a sudden there's a hole there one day. And the third thing is, like all the Bali Musa say, that if you would take all the water in the world, that means in the process of 100 years, a lot of water dripped on the rock. If you would take all that water in one shot and pour it on the rock, what would happen? Take all the water, 100 years, 100 million gallons of water dripped on the rock there, yeah? Stop. So if you would take 100 million gallons of water and pour it on a rock at one time, what would happen? Nothing. You have a flood. Right? The rock will be the same. Rock will be the same, nothing. And that's the biggest raya, and that's what Rabbi Akiva chapped. That it's not what you do, it's how long you do it for. And it's not a vote of quantity, it's a vote of quality. And anybody who's trying to do a different way ends up with the sheep and doesn't go anywhere. And he stays Rabbi Akiva before he became Rabbi Akiva. There's no other way. And the minute Rabbi Akiva chapped that, and he chapped that he's going to have to go and learn Aleph Beis with his son, and he's not going to have a geshmak in it. And he's not going to feel anything. And he's not going to feel a tzaddik. And he's not going to feel any impression. Or he's going to do it day after day after day after day after day. That's the oimik, by the way. That's the real oimik behind the story of Chaim Shabbat, the famous word about Rabbi Akiva, 12 years and 12 years. You've heard it 100 times, so I'm not going to repeat it. I understand that the story is connected to the thing with the water. Everybody knows the famous part of Rav Chaim Shalevitz that why didn't he come in and say hello when he came over 12 years in the middle? And Rav Chaim Shalevitz said there's 12 years and 12 years and not 24 years. And he gave the famous mashal. I once heard Rav Moshe told me when I was a bacher that Rav Chaim said in the Shmuz that out of all the Piske Halacha that Rabbi Akiva made all over Shas, it was the shverst of Psak Halacha that he ever passed him, not to go in and say hello to his wife. Today, everyone's flum, so what do you have to say hello to your wife? Go there? No. How did you ever say it was a shverb sack? Yeah? It was a shverb sack. You can't show it was except in the Bima. The shverst of Psak that he ever passed him. But I understand, and more than that, hello, he came home to say hello. Where did he come home from? He came home because he thought it was time to come home. But he understood Minas Shamayim that the Baruch Hu was sending him a message that it's not time to come home. But I understand that the Oimek of the Pshat of the 12 and the 12 is the Pshat of the water dripping. Rabbi Akiva understood that that's his Nisayim. Rabbi Akiva understood that the water dripping is what got him into the mess the first time. Is the going back for another 12 years is Rabbi Akiva the Shitasli. The Nekuda. That's his Nisayin. His Nisayin is the continuity. And then all of a sudden, mitamol, right? After the water dripped exactly the amount that it's supposed to drip, boom! Rabbi Akiva with 24,000 Talmidim overnight. All of a sudden, there's a hole there. And that's the limud that we have from Sheva Shabbos' Tamimo Istiano. It doesn't make a difference what you do, it doesn't make a difference how small of a Kabbalah. You should know that the amount of water that drills a hole is a tiny drop of water. It's a minute amount. If a person makes a Kabbalah in any area of Vedas Hashem, it doesn't make a difference how minute it is. It doesn't make a difference how small it is. Any Kabbalah in a Vedas Hashem that a person makes, and he sticks with it consistently, there's a hole there, and the makam there's a hole, anything can go in. It doesn't make a difference how small a Kabbalah is, you can try it. Make a Kabbalah, a tiny thing, to think of learning 5 minutes a day, to daven one thing better Kavana, a Kabbalah b'nam l'chaveri once a day. One thing, do it for 2 months. Different person. You're a stickler Rabbi Akiva already.